Joining us now by phone, I've got Dr. Bill Evans. He is in the UWF College of Education and Professional Studies. I actually did a podcast series with him over the summer, so great to have you back with me. Dr. Evans, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you. So let's just start with the real basic. Imagine that there's a parent who doesn't have any idea what this story actually means. What did the governor actually announce or decide to do this week?
Well, the thrust of it is that we're going to change assessment from a one-time-a-year thing for school performance into a more discrete three times a year, fall, winter, and spring, and eliminate the one-time assessment with the FSA.
And so what does this mean in terms of the students? Will they still be assessed in a way that is as robust? Will it just be a partial assessment? I mean, because obviously the reason we have testing in the first place is to make sure people are getting their basics taught. Are you confident, or do you think that the switch over to the three times a year ongoing kind of assessment will give that same kind of indication, or maybe a better one?
Oh, I think this is a great move. If the whole goal of this is to show progress and growth, then you can do it with three times a year assessment. If you do it one time a year, you don't know any direction of change, and you get the information too late in the school year to do anything about it. I think for a lot of years, a lot of us were suggesting that this would be a much better approach. The devil's in the details here, though. I think one of the problems with the FSA and the FCAT before that was that not only was there just one time a year testing, but schools would organize themselves around massive efforts to almost try to anticipate what the questions would be and kind of prep the students and essentially kind of moving away from the curriculum. So if they use this as a method for determining growth within the curriculum, I think, and not just use this as a test prep thing, then I think this is a great move. The other part of this thing is that it's now linked to the best standards, which I think so you've got a situation now where you've got very good educational standards linked with a periodic assessment that would show the direction of change with kids in schools. The other problem with FSA was that, I always use a medical analogy. If you tested somebody and they were really sick and you tested them one time, a lot of the students who are having problems would die before you could do anything about it. If you're going to assess for growth, and you need to do this kind of periodically to show that there's some kind of change in performance and what kind of alterations need to be made at the student's program.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. In fact, I've always taken the view that testing is at its worst when it is really high stakes and rare. Because then what happens is people wind up preparing for the test. Instead, what testing is supposed to do is basically come in and check up and make sure that you're making the progress you're supposed to make. You shouldn't even really be studying for a test just because, that's if you have to cram for a test or study for a test or prepare for a test, that means you're doing something different than just learning. And so I've always thought that it ought to just be hey, somebody comes and observes you and sees what's happening. So this is great. As a directional improvement, I love it. Dr. Evans, I had one other question. It's on this subject, but it's a little bit different element of it. I thought I read that this actually also means that we're completely abandoning we're jettisoning every element of Common Core, which I know a lot of folks will rejoice over that. Is that part true as well?
I believe it is. And that's where the best standards come in.
Okay.
So I think this is a complete redo.
Great. Well, I do think it's weird, though. We went from the FCAT to the FSA to now this is the FAST. We need to get a whole different acronym set. It's too similar, too confusing. last thoughts, though, for parents and teachers who are thinking about this. We only got about 30 seconds, but any last thoughts that you have on this change for Florida? We're the first in the nation, right? So this is a big deal.
I think this is there's a real good opportunity here to bring teachers and parents and schools together on this, and so because parents want to see what the growth of their children are in the schools, and this gives everybody an opportunity to see that. So I think it's just an absolutely great move.
Well, I am excited about it. I know a lot of people were very relieved to hear the news. Dr. Bill Evans, he is in the UWF College of Education Professional Studies. Dr. Evans, thanks for teaching our teachers. Thanks for coming on the air this morning to help us understand this a little bit better. I appreciate the work that you do. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Andrew.